Jesus is a friend to the sinner, and the streets are full of his friends.
I see a lot of pain. I see a lot of lost souls.
Which way do I go now?
It's a go season. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world. He didn't say, stay ye in all the church.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me.
Help me.
God is calling you out into the streets with signs and wonders.
I feel a desperation because while we're inside the church, swirling around with issues inside the church, there are people going to hell outside the church.
People like me don't come into church. You have to take church to us so we can find it.
Nothing is going to keep me back from discerning the time, moving into apostolic and prophetic authority, and going out and getting myself a harvest. Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've come to join us on today's program. We're in the midst of an overcoming series, actually for one whole month. Last week, we featured a program called Overcoming Depression. But this week, we're going to look at the subject of overcoming fear. Perhaps you have a fear that torments you or bothers you, or you know others who are bound by fear. This is the program to watch. And you know, you'll want to stay tuned for the entire program, for there's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
I fear of death.
Because all of us have a fear of dying.
When I was little, I had this fear, this huge fear of the boogeyman. And I was just totally terrified. I thought he was going to come into my room in the middle of the night and eat me up. And my father had to dissipate the fear and tell me that there's no boogeyman.
I'm afraid of drowning. Fears that I won't be there when somebody important needs me, somebody that I care about needs me.
Disappointing God.
I'm afraid of the dark.
Being lost from God forever, like going to hell.
God is not the author of fear. He's the author of faith and life and hope, not fear.
You know, the greatest exterminator of fear is the love of God.
Fear is just a lie. It's a deceit.
Perfect love casts out all fear.
On Extreme Prophetic today, we're featuring a subject called overcoming fear. And as you're watching the program right now, maybe you identify certain fears within your life. Maybe it's the fear of rejection, or the fear of spiders or snakes, or the fear of failure. And the fear of failure was one that I dealt with many years ago, and Jesus helped me overcome. And I'm going to share a testimony on that in a few moments. But you know, the Bible says that perfect love will cast out fear, because fear has torment. And one thing that God wants each and every one of you to know is that you are perfectly loved right now. And when you know that you're perfectly loved, that means that you're perfectly cared for, and that there's nothing that can happen to you that isn't inside of God's love if you trust Him. You know, not only does perfect love cast out fear, but your faith will cause you to rise up in courage and lay hold of the promises that God has for you, to give you a victory in every situation. And if you know that you have a victory in every situation, then there's no reason to be afraid, right? In fact, I think fear is very much rooted in unbelief. You see, really what you're saying is, I'm afraid of failure because you don't believe that you will succeed. I'm afraid that I'll be rejected because you don't believe that you're accepted. You're afraid of spiders because you believe that they're going to get you, and you don't believe that the power of Jesus Christ has given you authority over that spider or over that snake. And so to be honest with you, I feel that fear's greatest fueling point is unbelief. And we can overcome that point of unbelief with faith. You know, one of the things that is needed to overcome fear is courage. And courage is a force given by God that'll help you overcome your fear. It helps you to face your fear. And so what is your fear? Can you identify it right now? If you're watching the program right now, why don't you identify your fear and then ask God for some courage to overcome it? Because there's a promise in the Word of God that'll help you overcome that fear, to face it and to overcome it. Years ago, I did struggle with a fear of failure. In fact, I would hold back from even doing things for God because I was afraid of failing. I thought, well, if I do this, maybe I'll fail you, God, or maybe I'll fail others, or I'll fail the project. So I didn't even try. And God nailed me on it one day. He said, why are you so afraid, Patricia? He said, why are you so afraid? What's the worst thing that can happen if you failed? And I thought about that. I thought, well, if I fail, that means that people will think I'm stupid. And he said, okay. And what's the matter with that? What's the problem with that? And he said, they thought I was stupid too. They thought I was doing things wrong. They thought I wasn't who I said I was. So what's the worst thing that can happen to you if people think that you're stupid? And I thought, well, I guess the worst thing is that they just continue to think that I'm stupid. But it doesn't change who I am in God. And that was the light that came to my heart that day. I took fear right to the end, right to the end. And then I thought, well, the worst thing that can happen is that they stay in their opinion, but their opinion's wrong because the truth says that I am in Christ and that in Christ I'm loved, I'm embraced, I'm accepted, I'm cherished, and I'm more than a conqueror. I'm a success. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath, and I'm everything that God needs me to be. And that's how you can face your fear right now too. Why don't you take your fear right to the very end? What's the worst thing that can happen if your fear came to pass? And then find God's solution for it and stand in faith in that solution.
About 2 years ago, I got really sick and I had just gotten out of the hospital. And I was actually in Nairobi, Kenya, in Africa. And I was staying with some friends because I'd been so sick and was supposed to be on bed rest. And this was actually at Christmas time, and I remember it was Christmas Eve, and I went to stay at my friend's house, and they actually put me in a guest house, which was outside. And this is in Nairobi, which is really dangerous. And so that night, I was walking from their house into the guest house, and as I was walking, I noticed the dog was kind of growling at something, but I didn't really think it was anything, and I was really sick and was just anxious to get to bed. And as I went and laid down in this guest room, I locked the door behind me, and I was laying there all by myself, and then all of a sudden, as I was falling asleep, I began to hear men's voices underneath my window. And right away I was frightened, because I knew that people were trying to break in the house. And so as I laid there and I heard these men whispering underneath my window, I could pick out five different voices, and so I knew there were five men. And instantly, I was completely consumed with fear. And I knew that there was no way I could call, there was no phone, the people couldn't hear me from where their house was. I was all alone, and I was terrified. It was like, as fear began to rush in, I could just hear evil just speaking to me, and I knew it was just lies of Satan speaking to me, but I could just hear this voice that said, these men are going to rape and kill you. And I knew that I was too far for anybody to hear me or help. And I remember so clearly that night being so consumed with fear. But in that moment, I heard God speak to me. And it was just this quiet voice. It wasn't an audible voice. It was just a quiet voice inside of me. And I heard God say so clearly. He said, Jennifer, you need to make a decision. Is it going to be faith or fear? Are you going to choose faith or fear? Hurry up. Your life depends on it. And I remember thinking, how can I not choose fear? I'm totally afraid. Like, anybody would be terrified. How do you not feel afraid right now? And I just kept hearing God say, faith or fear, what's it going to be? Are you going to trust me? Or are you going to look at your circumstance? And so it didn't make any sense in the natural. But I just said, okay, God, I'm going to choose faith. And at that moment, I began to think of all the promises in the Bible about God's protection over us and about guardian angels and about how the Lord loves to defend the innocent. And I just began to just think about all the promises of God, and I started thinking, wait a second, this God is so much bigger than this. I don't have to be afraid. And As I was thinking about the promises in the Bible, all of a sudden fear, just, it was supernatural, just left my body. And I totally wasn't afraid. And but these men were still breaking in the room, and I thought, God, you have to do a miracle. And I was actually so free of fear that I knew that if these guys came in the room, that God was going to, like, strike them dead or something. I was just convinced. And so I had no fear. And I kind of felt sorry for them because I thought, you know, this is really, these guys don't know what's coming. You know, they're gonna just get it from God. Like, they don't know who they're messing with. And so it's kind of funny now that I think about it that I said that. But I jumped up, ran to the window to tell them, because there was three at the window and two coming in the door. And I was going to tell them, hey, you've got 5 seconds to leave or God's going to get you. And I was confident that it would happen. And so as I was, it's a very funny story, but as I was on my way to the window, this is a room I'd never been in, it was dark, and I slipped on a plastic bag that I didn't see and fell to the ground and was like, great, now what? And I just could hear that same quiet voice inside saying, Jen, I'm going to take care of this. You don't need to do it. And so I just laid there. The noise from my slip, it made this really funny noise. And so I could see through the window the shadow of the man. And when he heard the noise, he just jumped like this because it was a really bizarre noise. And when his arm moved, it set off the motion light. And so I'm thinking, okay, this is good. This is good, you know? So the motion light goes off, and then when the motion light goes off, it sets off the dog barking. And so I'm just laying there going, God, you have to help me. You have to help me. And as I'm laying there, I was just praying and just saying, okay, God, I choose faith. I choose faith. And as I'm saying that, I could hear these men talking, and they're conversing back and forth quietly, but they're saying, is somebody coming? Did they turn on the light? Well, is the dog going to get us? And they're freaking out. They didn't know what the noise was. They thought the noise was maybe somebody getting a gun. They were just totally freaking out. And I was like, okay, this is good. This is good. And I'm just laying there on the floor, totally out for the count after falling and letting God just take over. And after a few minutes, the guys decided they thought somebody was coming. And so they took off. And they left me, left my room, took off running, jumped over a 10-foot wall, never to be seen again. So I was so grateful, and that lesson has taught me so much, because as I was laying in that bed, thinking about all the terrible things that are about to happen to me, it was so easy to get consumed with fear. But I really learned from that day that we have a choice. You can choose faith, or you can choose fear. And I personally believe that that story would have ended completely different if I wouldn't have chosen faith in that moment. Because when you choose fear, you let in, you give the enemy a foothold to run. And I didn't want to give the enemy a foothold. So when I chose faith, I got to see, I set myself up for a miracle where God could intervene.
The Lord is calling His church to take the prophetic to the streets. This 4-day extreme prophetic school will instruct you in the simplicity of hearing the voice of God and sharing words of hope and destiny with others. You will feel more confident to reach your neighbors, friends, and others who the Lord brings across your path. We live in extreme times, and extreme times call for extreme prophetic. For more information, go online at extremeprophetic.com.
Welcome to The Stuff. We're here to resource you, and I have some exciting items to help strengthen your faith. The first item is our tape series on the faith connection. You see, if you're struggling with any kind of fear, what you need to do is lock into the promises of the Word of God, because there's a promise in the Word that will cover every fear that you will ever face. And if you soak yourself enough in the Word and in that promise and attach yourself to that promise, then fear dissipates. And so the faith connection will help you to learn all that you need to learn about how to access those promises and download them into your life. That's what will dissipate your fears. And then we have a single tape called Overcoming and Pressing In. Just shows you how to overcome the obstacles of, like, when you're believing for something and it doesn't quite come to pass the way that you feel it's supposed to, how to press in beyond that, how to stand on the Word of God, how to soak yourself in the Word of God, all those good things. And that's on a single tape called Overcoming and Pressing In. And then we have a little booklet that's called Eyes That See. And you'll really enjoy this book, because If you are going to be successful in overcoming fear or any kind of thing that torments you, then you need to see yourself and to see your situation in the light of the glory and the Word of God. And that little booklet will tell you how to increase your spiritual vision and access the promise and even enter into the revelatory realm. And then I'd also like to introduce you to my first book that I've ever written. It's called Third Heaven, Angels and Other Stuff. And you know, sometimes people have a fear of the unknown in the realm of the spirit. And this little book will help disarm those kind of fears. It takes kind of all the spookiness and the mysticism out of spiritual experience and shows you what's available to you in the Word of God. We talk about third heaven experiences, going into the throne zone with God and doing all kinds of things like accessing the angelic realm and things like that. And it's called Third Heaven, Angels and Other Stuff. There's much, much more for you online as well. That's at extremeprophetic.com. I'll visit you there. It's time to get out of the boat. There's all this opportunity out here. Just jump in. Come on, go. Take a risk. Take a risk. Come on. Get out of the boat. Get out of that place of comfort and just get out of the boat. I'm soaking wet and loving it. I jumped in. Why don't you? There's sure to be a special destiny word just for you.
But there are many of you watching this program, and you've actually watched a number of these programs, and it's called the Extreme Prophetic, and you have a desire to prophesy. You're a Christian, and maybe you've prophesied, and maybe you haven't. But I just sense the Lord showing me that there's a lot of fear out there. In fact, there's a fear of doing this. You want to prophesy. You want to, like, step across the line and move out. You want to see these things happen in your own life. And I'm just going to just tell you that the way you do this is just to look at Jesus and allow Him to impart a freedom from that fear of stepping out in the things of God. And if you'll do that, He'll release you in the fullness of bringing these destiny words to others.
You have recurring dreams, but they're nightmares, and you've had them ever since childhood. And you've actually had to start taking sleeping pills because of this problem. The Lord's reaching out to touch you right now. In fact, there's a deliverance that is coming to you. Something happened to you when you were young that traumatized your life. And so that demonic oppression has been with you ever since. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I break it off of you right now. There you go. And Lord, I'm asking now that you fill them with sweet dreams. Sweet dreams.
I'm speaking today to a couple out there. You're a husband and wife. I don't know your names, but I can see your faces. And you are desperately looking for your daughter who has run away from home. You don't know where she is. She's been gone and you can't find her. But I feel like God is telling me to tell you that He's watching over her. And she's safe. She's safe.
There's someone that was given a gift of a string of pearls. It was actually a family heirloom. It belonged to your grandmother, then was given to your mother, and then was given to you. And you are just devastated right now because you've lost them. You went through a move, you're unpacking, you think, where did the pearls go? They're gone, you can't find them. And I'm receiving a scripture right now. It's just a story that Jesus told about the one who lost the coin, the valuable coin, and they just went around looking for it until they found it. And you're going to find it. You're going to find that string of pearls. In fact, I see it. It's in the bottom of a box and you just haven't found it yet, but it's there. And you're not to worry. You're not to fret. The Lord has His hand on you and those pearls are in the house.
There's somebody watching the program today. You, when it's time to go to bed, you just struggle. You live in fear of the fear that you're going to face when you fall asleep. This has gone on for years. It's a perpetual state of fear. You live all your waking hours in fear of the moment that you're going to go to bed. God wants you to know that He knows this. And not only does he know it, but he can do something about it. And right now, I just want you to pray with me. And I'm going to ask God to remove that fear in Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for delivering this person from this abject fear that torments them day and night in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I release the love of God right now that releases this young man from fear in Jesus' name.
God is a breaker to his people. You know, when I think of a breaker, I think of one of those icebreaker ships where they've got, you know, it's almost like this big wedge on the front of it, and it wedges in through the ice and breaks up the ice and makes a way for the boat to travel. And that's what our partners are. Our partners are breakers. In fact, the Lord told me that when we started on Extreme Prophetic, that he was going to give me some partners. And the first team is called the Breaker Team. 1,000 partners. The first 1,000 partners is called a breaker team. Why? Because we had to break through strongholds of Babylon to even get on the air. We had to break through strongholds like you have no idea what strongholds. We had to break through to bring you the program and to bring the program to the nations. And we're continuing to break through, but we knew that we couldn't do it alone. It wasn't about a one-man show. It was about the whole body coming together. It was about one big family and one big team. And you know, God is pulling a team together, and we're on our way to our first 1,000 partners to complete the breaker team. And maybe you're being called right now to be part of that initial team. You know, I always find that a forerunning anointing has so much blessing to it, so much reward. It's just like awesome when you see the breakthrough come and the forerunning segment all completed, and you see what God puts in place. And it's a privilege, an absolute privilege to be a part of it. But you can be a part of it too with us. You can be part of the team right now by becoming a financial partner. Some of you might be able to partner for like $1 a day. $30 a month, and others $50 a month, maybe some 100 or 200 or 5,000 or 10,000. That would be just awesome. But you know, whatever you can do, if you feel a call into partnership, we welcome that. Or even your best one-time gift. God's giving out breaker anointings to our partnership team. A breaker anointing to break through for the airwaves, but also a breaker anointing that'll help you break through areas in your life that you need breakthrough in. Do you have fears that you're facing right now? The breaker anointing can destroy the yoke and remove the burden. It can give you courage, can give you empowerment, can give you strength. That's what the breaker anointing will do. When you become a partner with Extreme Prophetic, especially on the breaker team, the first 1,000 partners, the pioneer team for Extreme Prophetic, you receive the reward of the kingdom of God. You receive the reward of the ministry. You receive the fruit of the ministry. You receive the anointing of the ministry. And you receive the breaker anointing for your life.
Remember, God does nothing except he reveals it first to his servants, the prophets. Under the influence mag, you want it. Order it online at extremeprophetic.com.
God wants to say hi to every person that's watching the program today. And I know that many of you are watching on the web and you live all over the world in different places. Some of you live in the Middle East, some of you live in the Southern Hemisphere, some in the Northern Hemisphere, some in North America, some in Europe. You're from all over the world. We're just one big extreme family in God. But God wants to say hi to each and every one of you. And in particular, today, he wants to say hi to Ramesh. Ramesh, if you're watching, God wants to say hi to you. And he just wants to wrap his arms around you and thank you for your faithfulness to him. And he is going to give you a deeper revelation of Jesus Christ into your life. And then there's someone watching the program, and your name is Peyton. And Peyton, God wants you to know that his hand is upon your life. And you have family members around you that are actually opposed to the gospel. They're opposed to Jesus. But he's going to stand with you in the midst of persecution. He stands with you. And he just wants to say hi to you today. And then there's Gregor. Gregor, you are in Albania. And God wants to say hi to you. And he loves you so much. And he loves the service that you do for him. He loves the way that you serve your king. And he's going to add blessing upon your life and multiply your ministry. He loves you and your team. You've got a whole big team around you. God loves that team, and he says you're leading them well. So keep up the good work, Gregor. And we have many other people that I'm seeing by the Spirit right now. In fact, I see Philippe. It's not Philippi, it's not Philip, it's Philippe. And I believe that you live in Europe somewhere. And the Lord just wants you to know that he's absolutely in love with you. He adores you. And you need to hear that, because growing up, you never heard that from your father, from your natural father. But your heavenly father wants you to know that you're the apple of his eye, and he absolutely adores you. And then there's little Michael you're watching right now, and God wants to say hi to you. And he just loves playing with you, and he loves taking your hand and going out and doing things with you. And he's your invisible friend. Even when you can't see him, he's with you, and he just wants you to know he's with you, and he says hi today. And then there's Janice. Janice, God wants to say hi to you. You're going through a very difficult time right now, and you're facing a number of fears and things that are in your life that are just are overwhelming to you right now. But the Lord says he's going to work it all out, and he's actually going to give you a gift of faith right now. Faith to believe for his touch on your life in these circumstances, so that you can overcome. And you will. You're going to overcome. And every fear that you're facing right now will be dissipated, because you will see the power of God in your midst. God says hi to each and every one of you. He says hi to you and yours.
I think the one thing that the Lord wants to prove to us all the time is that there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. There is no fear. When you're surrounded by the love of God, there is no place for fear. And when you live with a God who has an intentional agape motivation towards you all the time, that's what I am means to me. Intentional agape motivation. God is motivated by his love. And so when you live with a God who is love, what is there to be afraid of?
It's amazing how the Lord can help us to overcome anything and everything. And no matter what you're facing right now, God is well able to help you overcome. If it's fear, you can overcome it. Depression, he can overcome it. He can overcome everything that you're facing right now. I'm so glad that you joined in to today's program. And I welcome you back again next week for the next part of our Overcoming series. And we'd like to invite you to join us online as well, just to get to know us a little bit more. But in the meantime, I want you to remember this very special destiny word. It's for each and every one of you. It's for you. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
Perfect love casts out all fear. And you know, a lot of the times we don't love enough, and that's why we fear. We fear man a lot, and we fear what people think, and a lot of this kind of stuff. And the reason why is because we don't have perfect love. And you know, a lot of the times we say we love the person, but we really know. And you know what? God is calling us to perfect love. But this is a love that we don't have. We have to get from God. And you know, I'd say to people who are in fear even right now with situations, talk to God. He is like the man. He is our dad. He wants to talk to you about these things. He's longing to talk to you about these things.